Well, it's been an exceptionally busy news day here, so let's get to all of this and catch you up on the biggest news stories of the morning. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Arizona State University sent out a COVID policy reminder, and now they're getting some serious pushback. Vaccinated students are cleared to return to normal, but unvaccinated students will need to wear masks all over campus, get tested twice a week, and do regular health checks. Now the governor says he's going to have an executive order to stop ASU from moving forward with this. Here's the reaction from President Michael Crow.
I think what happened here was some people felt that we were requiring vaccinations initially, which we weren't, and that made them upset. And then they looked at, well, then you have to maintain this policy if you're not vaccinated. And I think that's just gotten some people very upset, and hopefully they'll take a closer look at it.
Is it fair to treat students differently based on their vaccination status?
This goes a lot further. You know, you've got daily health reports. You've got testing twice a week. I don't know who's paying for the testing. And on top of that, then you're going to require them to wear masks indoors and outdoors, which if you look at any of the CDC recommendations, nobody says anything about wearing masks outdoors as a recommendation, even in a college setting, even in the university setting. So I think that when you say that this is giving people the choice to not get vaccinated, I don't think they feel like they have much of a choice, and they are going to be treated very, very differently. Even the students that don't want to say whether they've been vaccinated, they don't want to put that information out there. So I do think it's a bit unfair, and as he did say, as they get closer to the fall, it may change. I think it's going to change, and I hope it does.
One of Arizona's newest politicians is former Fox 10 anchor Carrie Lake, who is running for governor. She says she wasn't even considering running, but then she got encouragement from some surprising people.
The first person to mention anything about politics to me, which is kind of funny, was Governor Ducey. He sent me a really nice message and just said, do I sense Lake 2022 in the future? And I was like, no, I don't think I'm going to go from the corrupt world of media to the corrupt world of politics.
Well, clearly she changed her mind on that. Is she the top Republican candidate right now?
I think she is, as far as candidates that are already in the race. And she has got name ID for sure. She's been loved in the Valley for a very long time, and she has already got a ground game going. She's hitting a lot of events. She's talking to the right groups of people. I know she's very intelligent. She's a smart, what I mean by that is savvy in the world of public relations, which we all understand at the very beginning of any campaign, there are two things that matter: public relations and fundraising, and not necessarily in that order. Will she be able to raise the money necessary that other people will jump on board? But she has already got a huge ground game going, and that is really the big part of the battle. Now, can she take that statewide? Because it's one thing to be very popular in the Valley, but you got to hit all four corners of Arizona and have a team in every town. And can she get that done? And she's going to be a viable candidate. I think she's going to be a tough one to beat. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time. The big newsmakers, what they had to say, you're going to hear it. Couple of more to go. What's next, Steve?
Vice President Harris has been in charge of the immigration issue for a while now, but she still hasn't been down to the southern border yet. One Republican congresswoman says she has an idea for legislation that could change that.
This bill will prevent the vice president from traveling internationally on the taxpayer's dime until she visits the southern border and reports back to the American people on how the administration will secure our border.
Mike, tell us how this is a horrible idea.
Representative Hinson is from Iowa, and it's political theater. She's never getting this anywhere, even to a committee, I don't believe, because Nancy Pelosi controls all of that. She's not going to do it. If by some miracle it did, the Senate's got to pass it, and then the president's got to sign it into law. So what this is political theater at its worst. So we look at it both sides of this. The vice president of the United States is going to visit with the Dreamers on the 9th anniversary of the Dream Act, of DACA. And that also is political theater. We've got a new generation of Dreamers that are being created. As we speak, we're going to be about 197 degrees in Arizona today. We've got more people crossing the border, and they got people are in danger of dying today. And what we're seeing from both sides of the aisle is political theater. Do I think that the vice president needs to go to the border? Absolutely. She should have done so a long time ago. She should be down there talking to the leaders that are on the ground, and it should make that optics appearance. sense. The theater from both sides isn't doing any good. What it is just shouting at each other, and we need solutions, not theater.
Don't you hate when you're scuba diving and you just get eaten by a whale? Such a hassle.
The lobsterman says that he was swallowed up and spit out by a whale off of Provincetown. Provincetown fire officials tell us that the diver was 45 feet down when the whale grabbed him. The whale then surfaced and let that diver, Michael Packard, go.
Do you believe that this guy is a modern-day Jonah?
No. No, as a matter of fact, I don't. I don't know what's going on here. Did he have a busted kneecap or something?
Yeah, he said he felt a large bump on his leg.
He got eaten by a whale, swallowed by a whale. You're going to feel more than a bump on,
eaten, and then spit back out.
Well, that would be swallowed.
Swallowing,
right?
You have to go like down the...
Well, yeah,
esophagus?
But he didn't get eaten.
I don't know.
Do whales
have esophagus?
Obviously, he didn't get chewed up. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, listen, I want to know. I think I know a lot about a lot. I don't know anything about whale anatomy. So, no, I don't see how this is possible that he got. I guess it could have happened, but if it happened to me, I wouldn't tell anyone. I'd keep it to myself. So, no, I don't believe him. I don't think it happened. I got swallowed by a whale.
Did he get spit out of the mouth or the blowhole?
I don't know. That's the weirdest question I've heard.
Do whales actually spit out of their mouths?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I don't know. I've never seen it.
Yeah. So, I think it's a whale shark when they eat, because they eat such small things, they just swallow a bunch of water and then blow the water out and keep what's left behind their teeth.
I don't believe the guy.
I don't believe him either. But again, why would you make that up? I mean, if you want to be infamous or be known for something, is that going to be it?
I mean, the same story is in the Bible, so I don't know what to believe.
Fair enough.